Hi.
Hello.
Kevin.
Who's your daddy?
You are, baby.
No.
No. Oh, who's your daddy?
Calabar.
I thought you were going to say Henry Cavill.
Oh, yes. Without question.
Is that your daddy?
Absolutely my daddy. Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's your papa.
Yeah. He could rip me in two. Papa.
Well, does he play a superhero? He does.
Yeah, he's Superman.
Right.
He is a Superman.
Right.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Yeah. And you want to be his kryptonite.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I do. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Long time no see.
Hey.
We're like those abusive exes who are like, no, we'll get better.
No.
We'll get better, I promise.
Listen, we had full intentions of getting better, but
the world didn't have those intentions.
Let me be clear. It is spooky season.
I'm booked.
I'm booked solid. And I don't want to hear anything about it.
I don't care.
Period.
I don't care. You get it when you get it.
We are going to be better.
Yeah.
And trust us this time, I swear.
Right.
We're going to be better.
Yes. You get it when you get it.
Well, so let me ask you this then. What were you doing in our time off? In our unexpected romp around the world?
I was waiting for you.
Oh, it was my fault. Okay.
I was waiting.
It's my
you.
Fault. Okay.
I just sat cool. here every day and wondered. Wondered when.
You know, that's so weird because I also thought maybe you also had a cell phone and you could let me know.
What?
Because I was doing the same thing where I was.
I don't have a cell phone.
Oh, that's so weird because I was doing the same thing where I was.
Yeah.
And I kept looking at my phone hoping that I'd have a text from you because you did have one, did you not?
No, I've never had
one. Oh, you've never had one.
I've never had one.
Then I have a bigger problem in my hands because I don't know who I've been talking to.
I don't know.
That's so weird.
Probably somebody else.
Embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yikes. I never asked for a picture.
No. That's how you're supposed to start every conversation.
Yes, actually. Yeah. But during our time off, did we or did we not send photos or memes back and forth? One of which being, hey, baby, this is grandma.
Yeah. Hey, honey.
Hey, honey, this is grandma.
This is grandma. I'm accidentally in jail. And I just need you to send me $6,000 to get me out.
Yeah.
I don't want to die in here. Please hurry. No.
In Amazon gift cards, if you could.
As fast as humanly possible.
Yeah. And I love that when they respond with, grandma, you've been dead for 6 years.
I got a text message last week from a random number. And it was just a person holding a wine glass filled with wine. And it was like, thank you so much for the wine. I just got it. And they called me some woman's name.
What?
Yeah. And I didn't respond, but I wanted to. Isn't that weird?
I would have.
What would you say?
I would have sent back a picture of me with a wine glass and been like, hey, it's not Cheryl, but it is me. What are you sipping on? You know
but
what
it
mean?
Was like not real.
Oh. I've gotten those before where I thought it was real. A woman sent me, it was a spam text, but it was someone sent a picture of themselves and I was like, oh, hey, like wrong person, because I didn't realize it was spam.
Yeah.
And then they sent one back and it was like, oh, well. What are you doing?
Yes. And like, I'm just a pretty girl
with
trying to meet a man
with sopping wet titties.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was looking.
I know.
I was single and looking. So I moved in on that pretty quickly.
I want to know how you get these jobs. How do I become a spammer?
I know. I want to scam people out of their hard earned money.
I would do so much better than they're doing.
Me too. At least use spell check, for God's sakes. It's 2023.
Hi, baby.
Right.
It's me, Jessica.
It's Gramna.
It's Gramna.
It's Gramna. I am in prison.
I am in the prison. They told me, the nice officers told me I can only get out if I give them $2,000 in Google Play cards.
And Amazon gift cards.
Yes, please go to Walmart and buy me simoleons. Thank you. I'm just a Simmy girl.
I love The Sims.
I love The Sims too.
I fucking love The Sims.
I love The Sims.
My new favorite thing to follow on TikTok is people like playing through.
Playing them.
Yes. I love to know the story.
Building the houses.
Yes. And making their Sims do shit. I love to follow the storyline. It's very involved. Do you
and play? Very romantic.
Very romantic. Very, very sensual. Do you play The Sims 4?
Do I have Sims 4? I have Sims.
I have The Sims 3.
I'm going to have Sims 4.
Sims 4 is very involved.
Is there Sims 5?
There's one in the works. Yeah, and I'm going to tell you something. If I were to ever drop a lot of money on something sporadically for no reason, it's The Sims. Yeah. It's The Sims 5. I'll buy a whole new computer.
Building a house.
Oh, my God.
You create a family?
Absolutely. Mm. I used to be... Okay, so here's a little truth moment for you. I used to, before I told anyone that I was that I might be a homosexual...
I thought you were going to say bottom.
Well, no. No.
Okay.
Before I told anyone I was a homosexual, I made a gay couple on The Sims. It was me, and I made the other guy's name Eric. I don't know who Eric was.
Okay.
It just felt like our names sounded good together.
Yeah.
We had a beautiful life together. Beautiful home. So beautifully furnished.
And whatever happened to them...
I think they're still there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or I had a bad day and put Eric in the pool and took the ladder.
Period.
We don't need Eric.
If Eric can't get out of the pool, if he can't figure out a way out of the pool without the ladder,
he's done. He's not here for me.
Oh, he's done.
He's done.
He's done.
Sorry, Eric. And sorry to you guys for accidentally oopsie scoopsieing away from you for a little bit.
Yeah.
Our bad.
We thought about you.
We did. And I think, you know what? I think last week we said, hey, happy 3-year anniversary.
Yeah.
Because we missed our 3-year anniversary.
That's okay. Couples miss their anniversaries all the time.
They do. And honestly, I think that we're a better couple than most.
I do too. We're happier.
Yeah. And I think we're more entertaining.
Lightly buzzed.
Yes. Well, so on that topic.
Yes.
Tell them what we're drinking today.
It's a candy apple sangria made by Straight Guy Jake.
My word. It's beautiful.
Have you guys ever had a sangria made by a straight man?
I think they said no.
Yeah.
They said no.
It's good.
It's really good. And I'm going to tell you something, and we told it to his face. I love a man that knows...
Mm-hmm. How to go down on you.
Well, that too.
Oh.
I don't like a polite pour.
No, I hate a polite pour.
And he basically crest the glass like lip. You know what I mean?
Say it again.
Crest the glass. I can't. It's a tongue twister.
It is. Crest
the glass.
The glass
lip.
Lip.
Yeah. Delicious.
And I'm rimming it.
My tongue's in it right now.
It's a red wine base.
Yeah.
I know that there's apple pucker in it. I know there's apple cider in it. A bottle of wine, some
whipped cream vodka,
which I have not had since I was in college.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, he was telling us how he made it. He said, there's nothing that can go wrong from adding a little whipped cream vodka. And I said, I can't agree with that statement because I've been in a sloppy situation.
I've been in a predicament.
A couple times.
Yeah.
A couple times. And I'm glad that I learned to break the cycle. I think I graduated college and I said, enough's enough.
It is good, though.
It's really good. I would definitely recommend. It's very fall, very festive.
Yes.
The perfect 3-year anniversary beverage.
And speaking of a 3-year anniversary, Kevin had this idea.
Okay.
About questions. And I want to delve right into them.
Get in there, girl.
So what was your idea? Tell them.
So my idea was, you know, feeling nostalgic. And going back and listening to our very first episode a mere 3 years ago.
Three. I was so young.
I didn't even know who I was in the world yet.
No.
I thought we were funny. I thought we were a hoot.
Oh, I think we're funny now.
I still do too.
Ha 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 ha.
Ha ha ha. I'm chuckling. I'm slapping my knee. We're hilarious. But I loved, you know, as we were getting to know you and you were getting to know us, welcoming you to the pod, we asked each other 5 questions so that you can get to know us a little bit better.
Just some icebreaker questions.
Icebreaker questions. Light.
Airy.
Breezy. Yeah. So I thought it would be really fun if we, you know, brought that back on the 3-year anniversary.
More questions.
And just ask each other a couple more that maybe you might not know.
All right.
Even if you've listened to us for 3 years.
So I wrote 5 questions and you wrote 5 questions.
I did. And just like before, there's no back atches. We're not back at you.
No.
But if you'd like to answer the question that is being asked of you, okay. You're welcome to do so.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
I want you to go first.
All right. I'm going to start you off nice and easy.
Okay.
I'm going to start you off really... It is easy.
Okay, good.
Now, this is a bit of a Halloween tie-in.
Oh, I love that. Yes, it is.
Who do you relate to most? Winifred, Mary, or Sarah Sanderson, and why?
Wow. Okay. I'll say this to you. I think there's a little bit of all of them in me. I think there's the grinder whore of Sarah.
Period.
There's the snackish Mary.
Yeah, a peckish girl.
Peckish girl. And then there's the bitch of Winifred.
The unhingedness.
Oh, very unhinged. Yeah. Very unhinged. I'm going to say I am probably Winnie.
Okay.
I'm probably Winnie.
You're feeling the unhinged.
I'm leaning into it in my old age. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I will answer this one.
Please.
Just because it's Halloween time.
Can I guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
I feel like you're going to lean into... I think you're going to lean into Mary.
I'll tell you this.
Okay.
I'm a Mary who dreams to be a Sarah.
Me too, actually.
Do you understand?
Yes, I get what you
mean. Like, we all... Like, I want to make you laugh.
Yeah.
Right? I want to put on the silly face and I want to dance around and act like an idiot for you. Okay? I want to be desired. Yeah. I want to be thought of for more than just my Clark bars.
Okay. You know? Yeah.
I want to put on the corset for once instead of just the blouse.
Mm, mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I'm saying to
you? I know exactly what you're saying.
Like, I think, and I actually think this maybe could go for both of us.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
We both might want to be like, you might be a Mary who longs to be a Winifred. And I might be a Mary who longs to be a Sarah.
Yeah.
I think most of the world are Marys.
I think we are all
Marys. She's bumbling. She's along for the ride. She's wondering what's for dinner.
Yes.
She's not worried about being slender as much as she's worried about how much candy can I get.
She's having a good time.
She's not in charge because she can't.
No.
But she's also not the bottom of the totem pole. She's right in the middle.
She's doing okay. She's all right. Yeah.
And honestly, I want to say, if I was riding away on a vacuum cleaner, I think that's the most comfortable choice.
Of those three, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot more room for the cheeks.
Yeah.
On the broom bag.
A lot more cushion.
Yeah.
On the
On the bag.
On that Hoover bag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I agree.
So
I love that. I think that's a really great idea, like a great choice. Now that you said that, I'm Mary wanting to be a Sarah. I get it.
Do you get it?
I get it. I love that. I'm also going to lean into a very, you know, I'm actually going to hit you with one from that you hit me with on our very first episode.
Hit me.
You're driving around in your Batmobile.
Okay.
It's a chilly fall day.
Yeah.
You got the windows cracked. You're turning on your iPod.
Yeah.
What's playing? What artist are you putting on?
This one's for the girls.
Oh.
A shining star. Those are they didn't come out. Oh my god, they did not come out.
It's a little high for me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a natural baritone.
Who sings that?
I want to say it's either Faith Hill.
Ooh, it could totally be Faith Hill.
I also feel it could be Martina McBride.
No, Martina sings sad songs.
Well, I'm gonna look it up right now because I need to know.
I have a lot of those, like, old school country women songs. And by old school, I mean 90s
you can
to early
eat
2000s.
My ass. It's Martina McBride.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Oh yes, it is.
I never know who sings them. They all sound exactly the same.
They are the exact same person.
But that's what's playing.
It's Faith Hill in a different wig.
That's what's playing.
Great song.
Thank you.
Great song. I would piggyback off of that,
though. Yeah, go for it.
And I would say This Kiss by Faith Hill. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yes, I do.
That's a great song.
Yes, I do know what you mean. Uh-huh. I would like to make an entire playlist of those, that quarter, that category, Southern country woman song.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Very empowering.
Yes.
Very empowering. Yep.
I'll also say, though, Redneck Woman.
Great song.
Yeah, I ain't no high class broad.
No.
No. No. Great I can song. Buy the same damn thing on the Walmart shelf half price.
Oh.
And still look sexy.
Amen, sister.
Period.
Amen, sister.
So that's what's playing.
That's a great
that's
song.
That's what's playing.
I love that for you.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
All right, are you ready?
I am.
All right, I'm going to slide in on you again.
Okay.
One kink that you would never, ever take part in.
I'm never doing scat play. I'm never doing scat play.
You won't
play.
Even consider it.
No. I don't want your poop on me. I don't want to see your poop. I don't want to smell it. I don't want to touch it. Yeah. I don't want it on me.
No.
I don't want it in the room.
You don't want it on them either.
I don't want it anywhere. It belongs in the pot and then it gets flushed.
I do a lot of work. A lot of work.
To be clean.
To make sure that there's no scat.
Right. Yes. Yes, girl.
So if I do all of that work, I squeegee it out of me. I do all that work. I'm in the shower 45 minutes.
Yes.
I do all
sometimes
of this
an
work,
hour.
All of this work. Just to lay in a bed with a man who turns and says, well, actually, a little poop is good. Well, now I'm mad. I spent all that time.
I wish you would have just said something to me.
Yeah, so that we could have just shut the door.
And dealt.
And just said, we're not doing this.
Yeah. Yeah.
So poop is number one for you.
Poop is number one no-no for me.
I'll tell you, my number one is blood.
I was, you know what?
That, I cannot
that's my number
do blood.
Two. Yes. Blood is, I don't get that. I don't want you to hurt me.
And I think we talked about this season one of the pod too.
We probably
I'm not
did.
Trying to yuck your yum.
No.
I just can't yum it with you.
I but don't.
I'll yuck yuck.
Why
yuck
are you,
yuck yuck.
Why are you hurting me?
Yeah.
Why do you want to hurt me?
Why am I blooding?
I'm over here trying to give you a rosy palmer and you want me to bleed out on this floor?
You want me to be an angry dragon?
What is the matter with you?
No, no, no.
I don't like that.
I don't want to be blooding on you.
No, that's not good.
Also, blood makes me pass out, so that just really turn into a really hairy situation.
Yeah, we don't like that.
No.
We don't like that.
All right, next question.
Okay. Well, I kind of, because I loved your answer to your Batmobile on the fall day.
Okay.
I want to know what your favorite, like, guilty pleasure movie is. Like, maybe a movie you don't tell a lot of people you like, but you fucking can't stop watching.
Oh, that I can't stop
you
watching.
You love it. You love it.
That I put on and I just love.
Yes. And, like, maybe it's not an award winner. Maybe it's not a very popular movie out there. Maybe it got bad IMDb reviews, but you fucking love it. It has a special place in your heart.
Okay. The Banger Sisters.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Susan Sarandon and Goldie Hawn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a great one.
Not a good movie.
Okay.
But two great actresses.
Great actresses.
And every time it's on, I watch it.
I love that for you.
I love the Banger Sisters.
I can't say I've watched it more than once, but I love that for you. I kind of want to watch it with you now.
Let's watch it.
Let's watch it.
Let's watch it so I can show you the magic.
Our next series queries. Do we dare?
Just the Banger Sisters.
The Banger Sisters. That's it. We'll just do a whole hour long episode on the Banger Sisters. I think it's great.
I think it's great too. I'm obviously the Susan Sarandon role. You're obviously the Goldie Hawn role.
For sure. For sure.
But yeah, it's... I love that movie.
That's a great flick. That's a great
flick. You've only seen it once.
Well?
So, you're not so sure.
Listen, I don't search it out. I don't. That's not on my list of movies to watch.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Also, It Takes Two.
Oh my God. Yeah.
That was my guilty pleasure as a child. Oh, I watched it more than any other movie.
You're talking about one Miss Mary Kate and one Miss Ashley Olson.
Kirstie Alley.
Kirstie Alley. Yes, yeah. Girl. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Oh, come on, Diane. It ain't gonna hurt it.
I love that for you. I was actually gonna say, you know, listen, it probably, you know, it's a little outdated at this point, but I really love Passport to Paris. With
great
one Miss Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Great one.
Great flick.
Billboard Dad. Great one.
Billboard Dad. Oh my God. Let me ask you this. When you were a child, would you head over to your local video store
and
rent the Ashley, Mary-Kate and Ashley flicks?
No.
You would never. Well, because your mom didn't know you were gay.
I'll tell you why.
Okay, tell me.
I owned them.
Oh, good for you.
Like, all of them.
Good for you.
All of them. My grandmother knew that I loved Mary-Kate and Ashley. So I had all of them and all their, like, super duper snooper videos. All of them.
Yes.
It's a pizza.
P-I-Z-Z-A.
Yeah, I had all of them. Those are not guilty pleasures, though.
They're not guilty, no.
Tell me if you're jealous about this.
Okay.
Three doors down from my childhood home was a small market that had a section of rent videos. Very small town. Nobody was ever in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I would ride my bike down there and with my dollar get a video all the time.
I love that.
So I rented videos all the time. My number one video that I rented from them, the Brady Bunch movie.
Oh.
The one that's like a spoof on the Brady Bunch.
Yes.
I didn't understand when I was a kid that it was a spoof, but Nick at Night used to have Brady Bunch play all the time.
Uh-huh.
So I was like a big fan of the Brady Bunch. So I did not catch on that Brady Bunch and Very Brady sequel were spoofs.
Spoofy, yeah.
I watched them like they were real.
I love that.
RuPaul's in one.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
I love that. He's a high school counselor, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jan.
Yeah.
I think is talking about George Glass.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And she wears the Afro wig.
She sure does.
Yeah.
She sure does.
Yeah.
That wouldn't fly. That would not fly. Not today. Fly.
Uh-oh.
I love that. Yeah. That's great. All right, what else you got for me?
Of course I have other questions. This one is a little bit like the dating game.
Okay.
If you were taking me on a hot date.
Yeah.
Where would you take me?
Okay.
And what would you order for me?
Oh, I have to order for you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me start by saying this, that when I take someone on a date, I don't normally order for someone else. I actually, if someone orders for me, I have a problem with
it. Okay, well, that's not the fucking question.
Okay. Okay. If you're that type of girl, I'm probably taking you to, depending on where we are.
Okay.
I'm taking you to a small, hole-in-the-wall, very family-owned, authentic Italian restaurant.
Okay, perfect.
And we're probably at, like, the chef's table.
Nice.
Where he's making the homemade pasta in front of us.
Perfect.
Talking about his recipe, talking about how it's Grandma Nona's.
Yeah.
Making the homemade pasta vodka sauce, because I want vodka sauce.
Delicious. I love
Yes, me too. There's been bread in the oven the entire time.
A lot of cheese?
Lot of cheese. I am having diarrhea when I get home.
Perfect. So we're not having any sex tonight.
This is first date. This is first date. Right.
So we're not having
any sex tonight. I've been pawning after you for a while.
Yeah, I think it's fawning.
Is it? Pining. Pining is what I meant. I think I combined the two. My bad. I've been pining after you from afar.
Well, of course. I'm just a supple woman with large milky white breasts.
I can't stop looking at them. They're gorgeous.
Yeah, I look like big balls of mozzarella.
My word, they look great. That's why I took you to Italian.
Yeah, I know. My pale skin emphasized by my very, very blush-ridden cheeks.
Absolutely.
I have a ton of blush on no other makeup. And I look like a sick Victorian child. I have scarlet fever.
I'm very curious as to why you have an apple in your ass. It's just...
Don't worry about it. My name is Ashlyn, and I'm a cheerleader.
Yes, you sure are. Yeah. You sure are. Mm-hmm. I love that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so maybe we're not having sex tonight. Maybe not. Because it's first date. I've been pining after you, and I finally got you to say yes.
Finally. And I play hard to get.
You do. So I will smooch you.
Okay.
And bring you home.
Yeah.
But
but you don't mind that my mouth tastes like garlic because yours does too.
Because mine does as well.
Yeah.
But I will not be placing my mouth on your asshole this evening.
Or my coochie.
Or your coocher, because they're very close.
No, they're so close.
They're sisters. They're holding hands.
Mine are incredibly close.
They're basically the same thing.
Mine are incredibly close.
Wowee.
One piercing and it's the same hole.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Same one.
So no, we're not having intercourse this evening, but I did treat you to a lovely meal, and I hope you enjoyed it. If I took you on that dinner, would you enjoy that?
I would enjoy that, yeah.
Yeah, I love that. I just described a restaurant that I have been to before locally, but for a work dinner. But now I'm like, how do I impress a man?
Yeah, I'll bring him here.
Or make him impress me.
Yeah.
By taking me there and just drop hints. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love that. Could I ask you the same question? I know I don't want to back at you, but like I want to know where you'd take me.
Okay. Well, is it you?
Yeah, I think it's me.
So it's me taking Kevin.
Yeah, but like now I don't have a chunky ass. It is very firm. It's nice. And I too have a huge rack.
Okay.
Very nice.
But it's your personality.
My personality, okay. My same stink. Ratty hair.
Perfect.
But nice tits, nice ass.
Okay, so you.
Me,
just
yes.
You.
So me as is, yes, as absolutely, yes. Okay.
Off
yes.
The rack.
100%.
All right.
Nordstrom off the rack.
Period.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Runway.
Yeah.
I would take you. I would say let's drive.
Oh.
Let's drive a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, let's get you out of your area.
Okay.
I'm going to drive you to New York City.
Oh.
All right. And then I am going to find a delicious little Brooklyn-based Mexican restaurant.
Oh my God.
Family owned, just like the Italian.
Of course, one. Of course.
I'm going to order you a pitcher of margaritas just for you.
Wow.
A pitcher.
Wow. That's nice.
A pitcher. Maybe a raspberry margarita.
That sounds nice.
Or a mango marg.
Oh, that sounds nice too.
Okay. And then I'm going to order you what I would want, which are some enchiladas.
Wow.
A little extra sauce.
Yeah.
Rice beans.
Mm-hmm.
A crunchy taco that comes as if it's a side salad.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Wow.
I'm going to order that for you, I think.
That sounds really nice. That sounds like mm-hmm. the better date. I'm coming. I'm ready for that date instead. Okay. I still.
And you're in luck because I got us a really shady hotel room very close to the restaurant where I will be luring you after.
Okay.
So that you can perform sexual numbers on me.
Great.
While I do nothing in return.
Great. Great. I hoped it was that mm-hmm. way. Well, honestly, if you're filling me with Mexican food, the chances of you being able to do something with me is very slim, unless you brought a lactose-free pill.
Right.
And if you didn't, there's no chance. Absolutely no chance.
I didn't.
I need 3 days.
I didn't bring one.
I need 3 days to recover.
Okay.
And that's it.
All right.
Wow, what a lovely date. I love that. Mm-hmm. I wish it was real.
I know you're a little slut for Mexican food.
Well, let me come back at you with another question.
Okay, yeah, your turn.
Okay, this one's very similar to, you know, dating. It's fuck, marry, kill.
Okay.
Hagrid.
All three.
Voldemort. And Dobby the house elf.
I'm killing Dobby. Immediately.
Yeah. I can't with
I'm
that.
I'm killing Dobby.
I can't
That's
with
not
that.
Going to be a good lay. And no. I can't listen to that. In marriage.
And what's he providing?
I'm going to fuck Voldemort and I'm going to marry Hagrid. Hagrid's going to give me a sensible home and a huge job security credit score.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so too. Yeah.
He's going to be so nice to me.
Yeah. I think I'm going to fuck Hagrid. He'll probably rip me in half, so that's a problem.
Yeah.
I'm going to marry Voldemort because I feel like I don't have to worry about anything.
You want to be the queen of the Dark Lord.
I do. I do. And then I'm going to kill Dobby.
Yeah. Dobby's got to go either way.
He's awful. He's terrible. Yeah. Okay. He's cute in the movie. When he dies, everyone cries. That's fine.
I don't cry.
I don't care.
I don't cry.
Honestly, he's been driving me nuts for 4 movies and now I can't be doing this anymore.
More than 4.
I can't. Anyway.
All right. 2 more. Okay. Do you want me to go with a sexual one or a non-sexual one?
Your choice.
All right, sexual. Describe your ideal sexual partner's physical member in graphic detail.
Okay. Well, my ideal sexual partner is probably Ginger.
Okay. A ginger.
A ginger. So I'm seeing perhaps a little bit of like a bushel.
A red carpet.
A red carpet, a bushel.
Yeah.
Beautiful red. gorgeous. Mm-hmm. It's definitely average sized.
Just a regular one.
Just a regular old Tom off the street.
Yeah. Not too big, not too small.
7 inches maybe?
I think that's big.
7 inches is a lot.
I think 7 inches is more than average.
What is average?
I think six.
Six is average? Okay, I'll give you six.
Yeah, I think six is average.
Six, six and a half.
I think seven is bigger than average.
Six feels better in me. You know what I mean?
I can't say I do.
Okay.
I've never.
I'm going to go six.
Okay. Red.
Red.
So it's obviously very pale.
Yeah. I don't mind that. Probably circumcised. I don't know. Okay. That's but I also don't care about that.
Okay.
That doesn't matter.
Listen,
to me.
This is your life. You cannot be canceled.
No, I know, but I also don't care.
You live
both.
Your life.
I've had both.
If they're ginger and of average size, you're looking past whether or not it looks like a Chipotle burrito.
Exactly. Period. I don't care. It doesn't matter. And you know, like a regular sized testicle, perhaps. And
what does that mean?
I don't know. It's
just
not,
a normal.
They're not hanging to the knee. They're not like they're not tight enlarged. Enough. They're also not right up to the skin. They're just like there, you know.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's how she rolls.
And it's clean. It doesn't smell.
I would say that's number one.
It doesn't smell.
Yeah.
We have this is a man that knows that wet wipes his ass.
Yep.
When he's done pooping. He showers and he goes in there. He's clean.
Yeah.
He just knows how to take care of himself.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Do I ever.
I don't want to smell anything.
Yeah.
And I think that he's good with that.
Sounds good.
What about you?
I feel like I can't answer that. Being in a long
term
relationship, I'm just going to say.
That's true.
Cody's.
There you go. That's so sweet.
Yeah.
That's nice. We like
that. But a little cleaner. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. And without those warts.
Right. Well, that's a given.
Yeah.
That's a given.
Yeah.
I love that.
Oh, God. He'll kill me.
Is it my turn to give you a question?
It is your turn.
I don't have a dirty question for
you. That's okay.
But I am going to kind of change my question here a little bit. I'm going to change it because I want to know if you were in the movie Mean Girls, what table are you sitting at? Are you at...
Oh.
Are you at the jocks? Are you at the hot Asians? Are you at the plastics? Are you at the stoners? Where are you in this cafeteria?
Does it have to be when they name in the movie or do I just sort of like tell you what my...
Just tell me where you'd be. I'm just giving off ones I'm from
not
the
with
movie. The,
isn't there like art freaks? I'm not
There's
with
the
them.
Art freaks.
I'm not with them because that stinks and...
Yeah.
I worked at Hot Topic for years.
Yeah, you did.
I wouldn't also spend time with you over there. I'm with the show choir.
You're kids. With the theater girls?
Yeah, you know I am. Mm-hmm. You know I am. Because they're going to be the only ones that understand my references. But I'd also like to be with the funny gays.
Yeah.
Can that be a table?
I feel like it's a very similar... I think the tables are next to each
other. I think me and you would have a table.
I think so too. I think we're leading a table.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think our table is literally funny gays.
Funny gays.
Funny gays.
Yeah. Self-deprecating gays.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Drinkers.
Yes, the drinking gays. Yes. So then from there, let me ask you this, because I was going to ask if you could give me an AOL screen name based off of your table. I just wanted to know. Or if you don't want to give one based off your table, just give me your very first AOL screen name.
I would like to create my own, thank you.
Please make your own.
Because my AOL screen name was so boring. So now I have to have the redemption.
Oh, yours wasn't KevinDog335?
No.
Oh,
was that yours?
No. It was in there somewhere.
Mine was JPN, which is my initials.
Oh, yes.
Is on.
Work. And you were.
And I was.
And you were on.
Oh, an away message would be so fun to post. If I could make my own based on my new Mean Girls table of the self-deprecating gays.
Yeah.
I think it would be Fat Sheila.
Yes. Yes.
How about yours?
Absolutely. Oh, wow. Okay.
Would you message me on Fat Sheila?
I would absolutely message you on Fat Sheila. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Right.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Dump Truck Janet or something.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I do know exactly what you mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Caboose Kathy.
Caboose Kathy. Mm-hmm. Yes, I love that. I love that. I think that's great.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I love that. You got one for me?
I have my last question for you.
Give it to me right now.
Okay. It is, what reality show or game show would you be best on?
Well, Justin and I, I'm going to let them know.
Go ahead.
Because I don't think we ever mentioned this. So Justin and I were...
We're going to give up our ability to ever...
Whatever.
Do this.
It's fine. We were supposed to be...
Scouted.
We were scouted to be on a game show hosted by one Miss RuPaul.
Yes.
And do you remember what it was called? I can't even remember.
Sneeches. I have Sneech. No idea.
I have no idea. Something where you had to like guess a word. Was it Wordle?
It was like Wordle, but not Wordle.
Yeah.
It was. And they wanted to fly us out to the UK.
Right. We were, she thought that we had a nice dynamic.
We were going to get it.
We were going to get it.
We were going to get it, and I ruined everything.
You didn't ruin everything. Stop
it. I did.
No, you didn't.
Well, here's the thing. The turnaround was
quick.
Impeccably fast.
Quick. Yes.
Like, they wanted us to be out there, like, it was like the week after.
It was like 2 weeks.
Like, yeah. 2 weeks after the interview. And I am a terrible...
You're not a passport girl.
I'm a poor girl. So I've never been able to go to the UK or anywhere overseas or anything. I don't have a passport. And I was willing to get one, but I didn't realize the turnaround was two weeks. And the second Kevin was like, Justin does not have a passport right now.
Ghosted.
But like, we will get back to... like, but let's like do the interview and he's going to get one right now. She ghosted us.
Ghosted. Completely. Haven't heard from her since.
But she was a real casting person for it.
She was.
You could like find her LinkedIn. Like she was like real.
I've messaged her on LinkedIn. She's read it. We talked on the phone. I know exactly who she is. I'm not going to drop her name. We were scouted. I don't think, true or false, do you think we would have done well?
No.
I think we would have been terribly.
But I would have been at the UK. I would have been happy.
Yeah. I think we would have had a really good time.
Me and you would have been in a pub.
Yeah.
That's what I know.
Yeah. I think we would have probably made fools of ourselves. But that's fine. I don't care.
That's fine.
Good. I wanted to.
I am a fool and I will be a fool.
Amen, sister. Amen. So
it would have done nothing for our podcast career
at all.
But we would have enjoyed ourselves.
We would have good. Yeah, we'd have a good time.
Question for the room.
Ask
how many of you that are listening thought when he said hosted by RuPaul, they thought that we were going to be on Drag Race? How many?
Put your hands up. I'm counting.
Because that's the answer to my question for me. What would I do the best on is Drag Race, but not in drag.
No.
But I think that me and you'd be really funny as guest judges.
Oh my God, we would do great.
Period.
That's a great answer.
I could literally step in and be the new hilarious Ross Matthews.
Oh, absolutely. You would do great.
And you are nothing if not Carson Kressley.
Damn. I'm basically Santino.
You're Meghan Trainor in that unicorn onesie.
How dare you?
Period.
How dare you?
Period.
I would love to be a guest judge on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah. We could also be Real Housewives. That goes without saying.
Oh my God. If I were supposed to be on a reality TV show, you'd catch me on The Real Housewives of New York.
And kind of
get these new ladies in line.
We could have also been Double Dare 2000.
Oh my God. Yes.
With your hands in those big nose.
Yes. Nostrils. Pulling out snot.
Yeah.
Yeah. To get the fucking flag.
Yeah.
Yes. I could also see us killing it on Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Period.
Period. We're on the Purple Monkeys team.
Honestly, let's just start making our rounds.
Yes. Honestly, why are we not auditioning for more game shows? Honestly.
I don't know. I'm the funniest human being I've ever met.
I know.
Except remember, 2 months ago when somebody commented that I was the least funny member of this podcast out of two people. Can't even fake it and say, oh, you're both funny. Ha ha ha. Nope.
No. Colin came for you. Came for you.
Came for me.
Left you for dead. Left you for dead, honestly.
For you. For you. For you.
Oh, my God.
I don't have to be funny with all this ass, baby.
You don't.
Let me say that.
That dump truck ass.
Let me say that.
It's got me mesmerized.
You don't have to rely on humor when you've got this huge fucking chunker. Period. I'm laughing like that.
I can't. You're so funny. I think you're the funniest.
Now I'm funny.
I think you're the funniest.
Well,
you're so funny.
Great. Great. The reviews are in.
Got 'em.
The reviews are in.
Got 'em.
What's your last question?
My last question is, who is a fictional character or a celebrity? Okay. Who do you get compared to the most?
Do you remember that time? Oh God, here we are. It's my bio.
Oh yes. Okay.
When we were at a local gay bar.
Oh my God.
And we took a photo together.
Yes.
And one of your cunt ass, bitch ass friends commented on Facebook on the photo of us and called me a great value Tyler Oakley.
Oh my, what a bitch. What a bitch. Who was it?
One of your cunt ass friends.
Do you know who it is?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
But let me tell you, it is chiseled into my brain.
What a shitty thing to say. I gotta find out. I'm gonna deep dive through like Facebook later. I need to know.
I was thinner then. I had lost a lot of weight at school. Now I don't think I'd be called that. Now I feel like I look like Rosie O'Donnell. But no, but current Rosie O'Donnell, like the one that's on TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
Who's just covered in wrinkles.
Stop it.
And her gray hair sticks out in every direction.
Shut up. You're such a bitch.
TikTok, you don't stop. That's me. That's me.
I can't.
That is me.
Oh my God.
That is me. I've gotten compared to... None of the comparisons are nice. None of them.
Why? Like, who is being so shitty?
I got stopped one day at Disney in costume, in my outfit.
Oh, no.
Working, and a guy said, has anyone ever told you that you look like the fucker from Superbad, the big one?
Are you serious?
What's the big one's name?
Is it Jonah Hill?
Jonah Hill!
Oh my God!
I said, no. And I walked away. How dare you?
What the fuck?
I am working right now. That is you just tried to kill me. You just tried to kill me.
That would knock the wind out of my sails, bitch. I don't think I look anything like that person now. No, you anything. Do not.
Oh, I have another one. Oh my God. Because Disney people are terrible.
Jesus.
People on vacation. They said, you look like the guy who voiced Olaf.
Oh my God.
I said, wow, that's mean.
That's awful. You do not look like that.
I said, wow, that's mean.
That's awful.
That's mean.
Did you actually say that?
Yes, I said, wow, that's mean.
That's mean.
That's mean.
What the
back
fuck?
Of the line.
Get out of here.
Back of the line.
Give me that fucking Genie X pass, you bitch.
You look like the guy who voiced Olaf.
Fuck off.
Why don't you give me three characteristics of that man? Because one of them's going to be mean.
What the fuck?
Because the man who voiced Olaf looks like the Quasimodo cartoon came to life.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. That's awful.
But the guy who voiced Olaf, was on Broadway. And he played a role that I have gotten multiple callbacks for, and I'm like, wow, maybe it's true. Maybe I just don't look in the mirror enough.
I don't think you look anything like him. You don't look anything like him. That's so shitty. See, I thought this was going in a different direction.
You thought I was going to say Madonna?
No, I thought people were going to be like, you look like David.
I don't, though.
No, I know, but everyone says that we look and act like David.
That's straight people don't know.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Who do you look like?
Well, people have compared me to the Grinch. Like the live action Jim Carrey one.
No, they haven't.
I've compared myself to the live action
Jim Carrey. Nobody has said that
to me. No. People always say that I look and sound like David, though.
You look nothing like him.
I don't think so either.
You do sound like a faggot.
Well, I am gay. I don't want to surprise you. I don't want to surprise you, but
I don't feel like you. I feel like you have a look that's very much just you.
I feel like I look bitchy, but not David bitchy.
Every time that Cody and I go, like to the mall or anywhere, and he sees a mannequin with a wig, he says it looks like you.
Well,
every single time, no matter the hairstyle.
I don't see the problem there. That is true.
Kevin's here.
I look great.
He's like, he thinks that we don't recognize him. Like, he can stand there if he wants to, but we know it's you.
I miss having wigs. We need wigs.
You did this before.
I know. Where'd they go?
Trash.
You threw them out?
No, but where are they? I don't know. In a box somewhere?
I spent a whole $10 on that purple wig.
How about it's my turn to buy wigs?
You buy the wigs. Do you ever get, this is unrelated, but now that we're done with questions. That was fun, by the way. I enjoyed that. Great. I had a good time.
I'm feeling traumatic over here.
Oh, I'm sorry, baby.
Things happened to me.
I didn't mean to ask that. People
are such terrible people.
People are assholes. I'm so sorry.
People that are listening here, who do we look like?
Yeah, if you're listening, who do you think we look like?
If you say somebody just because they're chubby, I'm coming after you.
Now, go ahead, Kevin.
I was just going to say, do you ever get like the weird TikTok like live sales?
Yeah, every I'm four like, swipes.
Yeah, but like now I moved on from like the people that are like scooping up crystals and shit and like a big like kiddie pool of sand. Now I'm getting wigs. Like it's a wall of wigs behind this girl and she keeps calling everyone love and she keeps changing out the wigs and brushing out the wigs. Okay. And you can buy the wigs
on flash sale.
No, but like now I'm like, I kind of want them. I don't need a lot of them. I just want one for you, one for me. But I want to sit here in a wig and feel good about myself.
That makes you feel good?
No, I feel good either way. But
period.
Let me tell you this, though. If you were a wig, if I had to give you three wigs to choose.
Okay.
I need you to choose one. I'm going to choose an Ellen DeGeneres wig.
Okay.
I'm going to choose the Berries and Cream guy wig.
Okay. Stunning.
Yeah. And then I'm going to choose... The Clay Aiken wig.
Oh, Clay Aiken.
Clay Aiken wig.
Yeah, that's what
you
I'm
like
picking.
That? That's
yeah, good, for sure.
That's a good wig.
Which one did you pick?
Well, I like length, so I'm probably going Berries and Cream.
You like length?
I like length.
And girth or just length?
Well, a little bit of both. I prefer girth, but I'll take length.
Right. You like a nice thick wig.
I do. I mean, I have thick hair too. You
know? A full wig.
Full wig. I like
speaking of length and girth.
Okay.
How do you feel about pickles?
Oh my God.
Let's go to break right now and I'm going to go get a pickle and we'll talk about exactly what we're doing in 1 second.
Oh God. Okay.
All right. See you later.
Bye.
If you're like me, you used to look down at crock wearers thinking, oh yuck, when you gandered at those holy foamy clogs. Until one day, you slipped your delicate womanly hoof into the open mouth of the Steve Irwin-approved waterproof footwear and had your own personal Cinderella moment. Bibbidi-bobbidi buy them now on crocs.com and get free shipping on orders of $45 or more. Use the link in our episode description when buying to throw some cash at your favorite bland gaze.
All right.
Oh my God.
You're going to hear sounds in the background. That's because... my boyfriend Cody has joined us.
Our guest.
He has done this to us. Cody has bought us a... What is the brand? Warheads?
Warheads.
A Warheads brand extreme sour pickle, dill pickle. We were worried that it was going to be fruit flavored, but it is dill, so that's okay.
I'll take dill.
It smells when you smell the water, the juices... it smells like fake pickle. And now I smell mustard, but I don't know why.
Guys, when we say on the pod that you can sponsor a drink or sponsor and whatever, and we'll try it, this wasn't the direction I was going, if I'm being frank.
You said, if you buy it, we'll do it.
Did I say that?
About anything that people
want. How many
want
drinks
to
down
sell?
Was I?
Who knows, honestly.
My word. Okay.
But don't worry, I've cut Cody a slice too. Cody, say hi.
Hi, Cody. Hi.
All right. Kevin?
I'm going to pick up a slice. Oh, my God.
It smells like fake pickles. Pickle scented something.
Oh, boy.
I don't think I can do it.
Are you going the whole slice?
It's getting my gag reflex. No, I cannot.
You're just going to take a nibble?
I'm going to nibble. I'm not doing the... you don't have any say here.
Why is it the thickest pickle I've ever seen?
Guys, it came in an individual bag. This is a vegetable.
She's dripping. Wait, give it one more sniff and tell me what you think.
No, I can't.
Oh, my God.
If I keep sniffing, I'm not biting.
All right, ready? Should we take a bite?
Why does it smell sweet, though, too?
It smells like a sweet pickle. Which also, sweet pickles? No.
Ready?
All right, ready?
Set, go.
It tastes chemically. Oh, my God. It tastes like plastic. Do you taste the plastic? It's not sour. Oh, it's weird. Oh, it tastes... why is that? My word. It's very plasticky. Like I'm gnawing on a fork. Why are we doing that? I'm going to go in for another bite.
Why?
Just curious. Oh my God, it's awful. Oh my God. It's like a Halloween mask in my mouth. What is that? Oh my God.
Oh.
How much did you spend on this? Yeah, $2. Okay, makes sense.
That's a $2 pickle.
It's like I put a dirty plastic fork in my mouth and I've been chewing on it all day.
It is as bad.
Oh, I hate it.
Sour wise.
No, it's
as
not.
I thought it was going to be.
The taste is horrendous. It's not even sour. It's terrible. Now I wish we had the pink pickle. I'm curious.
I just don't like it at all.
Which would you prefer? Would you prefer the pickle or would you prefer one of the holiday seltzer packs from 2 years ago?
Holiday seltzer packs. I miss them a little bit.
Even the bad ones?
Wait, give Kevin the baggie of juice. Make him take a sip.
No, my God.
Yes.
Wait, let me smell it. Let me smell it. Okay, let me smell.
Because I want to know if that tastes super sour because they tried to make the pickle sour.
Oh, it smells so bad.
Ready? Go. Just do it.
Oh, my God. It smells so bad.
Just do it. I'm so excited to see you do it.
It's just plastic. It tastes like a pool liner. Like I ripped the pool liner off and put it in my mouth.
I don't get
it's
pool.
Not liner. Even. No, it's no. You take a sip. It's You're not sour. Selling it. It's not sour. It's just plastic. Oh my word!
It's zero calories.
Oh good. I've been watching my figure.
Zero calories. 300 milligrams of sodium.
I have high blood pressure.
Oh, it smells like plastic.
It's.
You're not wrong.
I'm not lying. Give it a look, quick sippy.
It must be the plastic baggie.
Well, out of 10, what would you rate it?
2.
I'm giving it a 2.
I'd give it a 6.
Oh, you're sweet.
6?
No, that's a lot.
I have a few fun things I want to touch on.
All right, let's do it.
So, you know how you asked me about going on a date earlier, going to our favorite, where are you taking me for dinner?
Yes.
There's a new app out there. I've told you about Sniffies.
Sniffle?
Sniffies? Sniffies. It's literally just go online and you find people to have sex with.
That's every gay app.
There's a new one, though.
All right, what is that?
It's called Blowers.
You're making that up.
No.
Nobody would name it Blowers.
It's called Blowers. And you go on it and you either are a blower or a blowee.
Did you go on?
Yes, I was on there.
What were you?
I put myself as both. Because, you know, I like to blow.
Taking whatever.
And I prefer.
Was there a lot of people on it?
Yes.
More blowers?
Blowers. I'll send you the link.
It's an app?
It's like a, like Sniffies, it's like a website that you go to. But it's
Sniffies is not an app.
Sniffies is not an actual app for your phone. It's a website you go to, but it acts just like an app. Yeah.
And so is Blowers.
So Blowers is literally just to blow people.
Blowers?
Blowers. I'll show you after.
I'm going on right now.
Go. I'll send you the link. Hold on.
Wait. No, I can search Blowers.
No, you'll get a virus.
What?
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Are you on? Nope.
Here's Derek.
How do I know who I am? Oh my God. Wait, why are they fuzzy for me?
He's a blowy. He wants a blowjob.
How do I know what I am?
You gotta create a profile.
I'm not creating a profile.
Don't create your profile.
You have a profile?
I got one so I could see what it was like.
Kevin.
I wanted to talk about it today on the pod.
Kevin.
No, I wanted to talk about it. I did the same thing with Scruffy. Or Sniffies. Because I wanted to be able to talk about it. Because this is wild to me that the gays literally, like, you know, there's Tinder and Hinge and all those. But then we also go to the extreme and go for Blower, theblower.com.
Well, this is terrible.
Well, yeah. No, I know it's new. So I just want to share it with you. I did want to share that it also is the 25th anniversary of Halloween Town, the OG.
Boom, 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 boom,
ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba- is recording a Christmas album.
Yes.
What do you, have you heard the new single?
No.
It's terrible.
No.
It's terrible.
Terrible or shareable?
It's terrible. I'll give the pod a quick little snippet.
Very quick. We can be flagged.
I don't want to be flagged. It's called, oh, it's out. Oh, the whole thing is out. The whole thing is out.
Yep, I'm going to have to get that.
The single that she released was DJ Play a Christmas Song.
Period.
So I'm going to just play a quick little snippet for you guys. Let me see if I can get to the chorus.
Cher has stopped singing. She doesn't sing anymore.
That's not Cher.
That's AI.
That's AI. That's not even Cher.
To be fair, Cher pretty much is AI.
She doesn't... Yes, she absolutely is.
Like, she doesn't look like a person. She doesn't sound like a person. She's ridiculous.
But also, she doesn't need to at this point.
All right, I have to download that album.
She's validated.
I've decided this year to begin watching... bad Christmas movies like you do.
Yay! Wait, can we? Oh,
not with you.
No, we have to watch them together. I have to watch some with you. We have to. You're going to love it. Also, when is too early to listen to Christmas music?
As long as it's November.
Oh my God.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
We're listening here for the first time. Santa baby, just slip a sable
under the tree for me. I don't know. I've been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down my chimney tonight. Would you
hurry? I'm here for it.
Would you hurry down Cher's chimney?
Yeah.
Okay.
If she wants me to.
Okay.
Would I you? Love that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's Cher.
Yeah. And at the bottom, I'd hope she has a cup of Cher Lotto for me. Instead of like milk.
Yeah.
You know. And the last thing I want to touch on, because it was also something that we put something in our story today that we were recording today.
Yes.
And someone had asked to talk about Cher with her Ginsu knives. And by Cher, I mean Britney. Britney with her Ginsu knives. Dancing.
Oh.
To Enigma.
Yeah.
And I wanted to touch on... Britney's doom book.
I think Britney has about 3 years of life left in her.
I'm concerned.
And I feel bad saying that because I love Britney.
I love Britney. The Ginsu knives were rough. That was a rough move. Because she said they were fake. And I can tell, and I'm half blind, that those aren't real. They are real. They are real knives. That's tough. Let me ask you this, though.
Go ahead.
I want to talk to you about the book.
Okay.
Are you going to read the book?
Yes.
Are you excited?
I
have to read the book. I'm going to go to Barnes & Noble tomorrow and get the book.
I think what's exciting is that it's 3 pages of actual words, and then everything after that is just her slapping the keyboard.
100%.
Like, she just slaps it. It doesn't say
100%.
Anything.
Well, she did say Justin Timberlake has a small penis.
Period.
And I'm glad that she let the world know.
Let me know when it's in. It's in.
Okay. Work. I cannot wait to hear the juicy details. This to me is like a new season of A Real Housewives. Like, I need to know. I want to be in it. I want to read the whole thing. I can't imagine what's in it, but I got to know. I got to know.
Yeah, I need to read it.
I think as of right now, we're recording on the 24th. I believe it actually came out today.
Did she write it all by herself, or is there like another person that she wrote it with?
I would imagine she wrote it with someone else.
Why do you imagine that?
I have a feeling that she doesn't know how to spell. I have a feeling that we don't know how to use a keyboard. I'm going to say that.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that. And I'm also going to say, because I love my girl Britney. I love my girl Britney. But I bet she had a ghostwriter. Because I bet, just based off of Instagram... like post descriptions, a lot of it doesn't make sense.
So are there emojis in the book?
You know what? If there are, well, we'll know she had some say.
Yeah.
But I think that like a ghostwriter had to, you know, record the whole thing and then sit down and say, okay, I have this pile of crap. I have to make crap.
I want to tell them all that Justin has a small wiener.
And
the ghostwriter was like, okay, well, how do you want to say that? We was fucking, and I said, tell me when it's in. He said, it's in. I said, oh.
And she said, okay, all right. Let me figure out how to make this into 15 pages.
Yeah.
And I bet she did. I bet she did. I don't know how long the book is.
6 pages.
Probably. I need it, though. I cannot wait to hear.
Yeah, I need it.
I cannot wait to hear. It's got to be so good.
I'm going to be glued to it.
Me too. So, you know, so we're this episode is going to come out a day earlier than it normally does. It's going to go on Halloween.
Halloween. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Before this is Halloween. This is
Halloween. Halloween.
Halloween. Halloween. Halloween.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah, go ahead.
Are you going to be anything for Halloween this year?
I don't have plans on actual Halloween. No?
Come hang out with me. I don't either.
What would I do with you?
I don't know. Go get margaritas.
In costume?
Why not? I can't sit in my costume. My costume is very boxy. Did you see my costume?
No, what's your costume? Oh, yeah.
I was a kissing booth.
Yes, you were a kissing booth. Did you get lots of kisses?
I got a lot of kisses. None of them from men. So it backfired.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
I said the same thing.
I might be Jennifer Coolidge.
That's hilarious. You should absolutely do that.
Oh. Come here. I'll kiss you.
What if I changed my costume from a kissing booth to a Rosie Palmer booth?
Oh my God. I'll be a glory hole. How do I do that?
All right, you guys. Well, happy Halloween.
Yeah.
And we will see you next week from now. Maybe.
We will see you when we see you.
We'll see you on a regular schedule.
Oh my God. Did you see that they are saying that you sound like an owl?
What?
They're saying that you sound like an owl.
Who? Shut the fuck up. I hate you. Ah! You're stupid. I can't. Oh my God. You're stupid. Ah! I gotta go. I gotta get the fuck out of here.
All right.
Bye.
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 That's my witch.
Wait, sound like Dracula.
I want to suck your blood.
I want to suck your blowy.
I want to suck your blowy.
Now sound like a mummy.
Oh.
Is that how they sound?
I don't know how a mummy sounds. They're all wrapped up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. Meow. Yeah. I'm a black cat.
Hiss.
Meow, meow.
Bye.
Happy Halloween.